Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Dr. Tyler Arnold is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the 15th chapter. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It has to be one of the worst feelings of all, isn't it? The feeling of being lost. I've been lost. And yet, somehow, some way, I've been found. And I know that feeling. And so do you, the feeling of being lost. And it comes in all sorts of different shapes and sizes, for sure. The other day, my son, who is in the Marine Corps, called me and he said, "Dad, I'm lost." I mean, "What do you mean you're lost? I know exactly where you are." "No, Dad, I don't know what I want to be when I get out of the military. I want to finish my degree, but I don't know in what. I don't know what I want to be. Dad, I feel lost." And that's just one way to feel lost, of course. It could be a teen that has very few friends, or a man or a woman that has lost his or her spouse. The feeling of loneliness can be a lost feeling. Loss can feel like the lack of direction in this ever-present and confused world that we live in today as well. Loss could be we don't know what to do within our family, at our vocation, at our job where we go to. So many different things can make us feel lost. And of course, the story in the gospel for today that Jesus speaks, these two parables, and we know that there are three, is of a sheep being lost and a coin being lost, separated, left somewhere, wherever it is, not found. And when we are lost, we don't know where to go. We don't know which direction to turn. We're confused, and we can't keep track. We lose our track. No longer are we focused on where the Lord is leading us. No longer, when we are lost, do we know where to go. We know what this means because we see a world around us that is completely lost. Lost people, lost families, lost businesses and schools, lost government, and so much more. Lost describes so much more than just a sheep or a coin. Now, we don't have to look too far to see a world that has lost its way. how it has deviated from the path laid out by our Lord in His Word. Now, of course, we know that sin is the culprit. But the biggest problem about sin, at least for our world, is that our world doesn't even recognize what sin is and what it isn't. They've completely lost their way. Don't know what the truth is. Or the truth can be that which we just make up as we go our way. Or truth for me and not for our neighbor. This is truly a lost sentiment. And we cannot find the truth of what God shares with us, tells us, God directs us on our path in the Word of God. Our world has lost its even idea of what being lost actually means. And as we observe the lost world and lost lives that have no direction or don't recognize the direction that the Lord has given, it may give us a feeling that things are hopeless. And I suppose they are. It is hopeless for us because we would be lost forever, wandering around in confusion if our good shepherd didn't venture out looking for us every single day, searching us out, giving us what we need. And this is what we know today. We are lost on our own, separated from our Lord, and we are left in confusion without our Lord. But our Lord seeks us out and He finds us. He is the seeker. He is the shepherd that seeks for the sheep. Now, thank God that the Lord sets out to seek His lost children. In our own waywardness, our Lord seeks out and finds us. And proper language here is important, of course. We do not go off and be lost and then find the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd finds us. He finds the lost sheep. He brings it home. He brings it home and has festivities with his friends because what was lost is now found. And that is a blessed thing, that the Lord, our God, is the one who seeks and finds. And thank God we rely on Him for that, or we would be lost in seeking out what our Lord has preciously given to us in His very gospel. His gifts come out of His unending love and compassion to seek out the lost, to seek you out, to give all of us what we do not deserve. He seeks and He finds His children that seem to wander away in this world that is lost. You see, I think that this parable does a really good job of teaching us four different things about God's love, His seeking love for us. You see, this parable teaches us that God's love is individual. It's for you, and you, and you, for each of us individually. That God sets out to seek us because He loves us the same. And this is a blessed thing, and a blessed hope for all of us. God's love is individual and seeking. And secondly, God's love is a patient love. Thank God He's patient with sinners. Patience who goes wayward all the time, listening to the direction of this world, listening to the lost world, adopting its ways. But our God, our Lord, patiently seeks out those that He loves. And this is a blessed hope and thing for you and me. And thirdly, God's love, as we hear in this parable, is a rejoicing love. Our Lord seeks you out and finds you, has found you, gifting you with the precious gift of His grace through faith, and He rejoices over the found, and that is you. And we also learn that the love of God is a protecting love, a love that protects us from all that there is to cause us danger. It's a love that keeps us close to our Lord as He comes closer and closer to us, as He draws us closer and closer to Him. We rejoice in a love like this because we were lost but now are found. We were dead but now alive again. And we hear those words also in that parable of the prodigal son, right? We've heard those words, lost and then found. Sometimes it's called the parable of the lost son, or even more appropriate, the parable of the merciful father. And not only the lost sheep parable, but also the coin parable, the lost coin. How in the world can a coin find the woman that is searching for it? It cannot. But she turns on the light, sweeps the floor, and she finds what cannot be found on its own. As we carry out our Christian vocations and in helping and loving others, we reflect on the blessed hope and love that our Christ has given to us, a seeking, searching, patient love that is for each and every single one of us, a love that rejoices. And we have hope and promise in that kind of love because it is gift language for you and me. And because of Jesus and his gift of grace through faith, we're not lost. We're found. No longer do we fend for ourselves. No longer do we have to feel that moment of panic or feel lost. And the reason is because our Father has brought us back through his Son. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, has set out. He sought us. And beloved in the Lord, we are found. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.